Well, as you may know, it is Titillation Tuesday here on the show. And we have a story in the Dem Report that's very titillating to Chris Kelly because it involves a strip club in Florida. Chris Dem, what was that young man's name?
His name, I hope I get it right. It looks like Sultan or Sultan Al-Nafaya is his name. He just turned 21 last week, and I don't know that he went with anyone, but he decided to go to Oz Gentlemen's Club in Clearwater. And he thought, I don't know if this is for a fact, but I'm guessing he thought that what he may have seen in rap videos, movies, pop culture, that whatever happens at strip clubs happens in real life. So Sultan went to one of these security people at Oz's and said, look, I'd like a private room. I've got money and I want some sexual services.
Okay.
The account I have in front of me does not specify what he wanted. So he was led to believe that in the private room, he would be able to have some sort of sexual activity with one of the dancers at Oz's.
Yeah.
Well, he got $300. He paid $300 for the room, did not get any sexual activity.
What does that get you? Like just a private dance for 30 minutes or something like
yeah.
that? That's my guess.
I guess.
Private VIP.
Maybe a bottle.
Okay. Yeah.
The bottle extra.
It, you know, honestly, it depends on the club.
Okay.
It depends on how nice the club is, what the club charges. It varies.
Okay. So, and it sounds like it was just him and what he assumed would be a dancer. When that didn't happen, when he did not get the sex, Sultan whipped out his phone and called 911 and said, I've been robbed.
She came and she was here.
Oh,
no
man.
Sex. I bet the whole time he's like, all right, when's she going to start to give me, you know,
hello?
Yeah. when we're getting down to business.
30 minutes.
Yeah. Come on. I mean, nice dance, but let's go.
Hello. Yeah.
That's just young and inexperienced.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was a little under the influence. So he spent the night in jail for misdemeanor. Misuse of 911.
All right.
Not a lawbreaker,
right.
but just young and confused.
He had no idea. He thought he was able to buy sex inside the VIP.
Wasn't there, Biggie, a Chris Rock jam? Did you introduce us to the Chris Rock jam?
It's a classic. It's called No Sex in the Champagne Room.
I thought so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's champagne in the champagne room.
But no sex.
But you don't want champagne. You want sex.
The oldest saying in the book is, you will not get laid at a strip club, but you will get blanked.
Do you think that sometimes there is sex in the champagne room?
I mean, at your seedier clubs, I'm sure.
Okay.
You know, and who knows how things work now. You know, you could easily probably talk about meeting somewhere else afterwards. You know?
I see.
Yeah, some people just strip to meet the clients.
Yeah, I will say.
Hangover.
Right. Yeah. That's right. You just strip to meet the clients. Yeah.
I will say in my time of working in different clubs, I never saw it. Places I was at ran, if they found out about anything like that, they would fire the girl.
You know, it's this is the thing to me about strip clubs. I'm not very experienced in them.
You're not. I've seen it.
And remember, Titillation Tuesday is brought to you by one of the best strippers, Treasure Club. Okay, they've got locations all over in our listening area.
Father's Day's coming up.
That's exactly right.
You know, I mean, if you have that sort of relationship.
Yeah, Father's Day is.
You know, some people are hard to shop for.
I've not been to many strip clubs. Chris Dim's seen me in a couple of occasions there. Once I was injured, a woman took my head and knocked her breastplate. That was
I've never seen anything like it. She reverse motorboated you.
She just took me by the ears and started
grabbed you by the ears and flapped blah, 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 blah back and forth between her chest.
I mean, I had a mark on my forehead like you wouldn't believe.
And then the one time you wrenched your neck looking at someone else's private dance
looking
or lap dance.
On, looking on. Now, I've never, ever, he's doing the move there. Now, based on that I didn't even pay for a lap dance, you know I've never shelled out $300 or $400 or $500.
For a private room.
But it seems to me, and you tell me, if I was in a private room and and of course you know what it's like in there, champagne, you're probably drunk a little bit.
Music is thumping.
Music's thumping.
Lights are dark.
And I would think it's just a wonderful,
environment.
Plush setting environment. Yes. Yeah. Would be perfect for sex. And when the girl is on top of you, you know, doing the dance for a half hour, it must be very, very different. I mean, why do you want to get so worked up and then you've got to leave? You know, there is no sex. You go, what do you do?
That's the oldest question in the book. Men are visual creatures.
I know it is. But then, to me, it's just frustration then.
Yeah.
Because you're all worked up and then you're out with your buds or you're just by yourself.
Well, and let me tell you, you're never really alone in those rooms because
they're watching.
They're watching because what you know, some guys do get too drunk and grab the girl. So there's always a security guard right there, and there's always cameras on the room.
Right.
I'm sure some guys can't hold it in.
I'm guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Get their pants dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, which
then you
is
have to walk out
disgusting.
In
yeah.
Do you have a towel?
I bet a lot of guys go to the bathroom after. Don't you think?
You can't go into the bathroom and...
That's what I think they do.
No.
You don't
think usually there's men's room attendants.
Oh, really? So
men in the upscale places.
I don't
They have
know.
Attendants. You can't go into a sauna and just... jacket.
Well, you can go home. I mean, go home yeah. and take care of it. Because otherwise, I would just... I know that's just a naive question to ask, but it just... I mean, there's one thing to be sitting and watching them on the stage or even a lap dance, but when you're in there for 20 minutes and she's all over you...
And let me say this, too. A lot of guys, you know, and the girls are, you know, they're talking to you.
Yeah.
They're friendly.
Yeah.
A lot of time, you end up spending money because you think, wow, she really likes
me. She wants me to do
that. Yeah.
But we're connecting.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're connecting on a deeper level. So... I'm going to show her that I got the cash too. So I'm going to, you know, a lot of it I think is just, you know, a show off factor. And then
that's Chris Dim saying, you won't get laid. Yeah. You will get
F'd. At the end of the night, it's like, hey, I thought we had a real connection.
No, they're going home.
I would go with friends and I'd have friends come back, you know, they'd get a dance and they'd come back and they'd be like, I learned her real name.
She's into me.
Real name's really Ashley.
Yeah, and dancer, I'm like, after dancer after dancer, they said the same thing. They look at you, the male customer, as an ATM.
Absolutely right.
You just spit cash at them.
Anonymous, you're talking about strip clubs. Go ahead.
It's cheaper than a girlfriend, so.
Okay, counterpoint.
All right, hadn't thought of that. It's cheaper than a girlfriend. But
short term, yes.
But you're not getting, you know, you're not getting the benefits of a girlfriend.
And you're probably not going to get the business from your girlfriend after a while.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
I've been to strip clubs all over the world, and I've never had any kind of sexual something with any strippers.
No, I wouldn't think you would. But don't you find, if you're in, I'm assuming you've probably been in the private room, don't you get so worked up, is it just not a lot of frustration then?
No. Not at all. No. I mean, it's a service. You're paying for short time service. You drink, cocktail, walk away.
Okay. So. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Anonymous. Appreciate it.
I will tell you, I had one very awkward experience. Early 20s, a friend of mine was getting married. We had just a small bachelor party for him in Chris Dem's hometown, Richmond, Virginia.
Okay. Yep.
So we went up there.
That was a pasty state back when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You couldn't have no exposed nipples, the dancers.
Well, they can now. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Governor Youngkin.
Yes.
I think he's probably against that.
Maybe.
I think. Yeah, go ahead.
So we spent the evening. We went to the bars at first. And then we said, well, it's a bachelor party. Let's go to a strip club just for a little bit. So we go in. And, of course, every strip club does the classic bachelor party kind of dance. Girls, they'll take his belt off, they'll whip him, the whole thing. So we do all that. And then afterwards, we leave the club and we're like, that was great. That was awesome. You know, and like, let's go get some food. So we go to the Denny's nearby. We're sitting there eating about 15 minutes later. Here come the dancers.
All the dancers.
And
the ones that have just given you
lots of cash.
Yes, that we've all just gotten living lots of cash. And
yeah.
Awkwardly been around as whipped our
That's
friend.
Awkward. That's awkward.
Yeah, and it's like, so they come in and they, you know, they see them kind of like right next to us, and we're just like,
hey, how are you? Now it's a completely different.
They pull their hair up, scrub the makeup off.
Yeah, they're all in now in sweats.
Lights,
and,
in the bright lights of the
Denny's.
And
it's just like, you like stripping? and you can tell that they're just also like, what do we say here?
Anywhere but here.
Yeah.
You're the guy.
And as we're leaving, like, the one girl's like, good luck on your marriage.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. All right.
Oh, it's thanks.
Nice. Yeah.
It's just a job, bro.
Yep. Exactly. That's where we think, guys, I think many times, unlike our previous caller who had the right mindset.
Yeah. He's got a transactional mindset.
Yeah. He's like, I know. It's just for a few minutes.
Drink.
The
visuals.
Yep.
On my way.
And I'm out. Yeah. But dang. That would be tough for me. 20 minutes in that environment. I'm not saying
you blow your top.
Yeah, I might be one that blew my top.
Yeah, well,
it might be.
And
one
frankly,
we got some stained jeans in the champagne room.
Let's go in. Get them out of here.
I would have a super big problem.
I think we, you know why you're leaving.
Code 501.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what they call it?
Dirty blue jeans.
501 jeans.
501.
That's your Levi's.
No, it's Diet Coke. Yeah. All right, let's go.
Let's go.
Out.
Let's get him out of here.
Well, and you.
Aren't you on the radio? Oh, God. Oh.
The girl's like, gross. Oh. Did you just? Yeah. Oh.
I think I'd have a problem. I really, because I mean, that's a long time to sit there in that environment.
Younger you thought every waitress liked you.
Exactly. The caller was talking about it, I was like, yes, and the waitress I thought liked.
I mean, the Hooters waitress would come sit down with you, and yes, you'd be like, oh, I'm in. So you would have definitely thought buying a private dance. Yeah.
Totally. I would. It's probably best.
Will you marry me?
It's best I stay away from that environment.
So I guess we can meet Mom tomorrow.
Right. That's where I would be.
What time's your shift end?
That's exactly right.
She sometimes stays up late.
That's where I would be, right. The story about this is technology on Titillation Tuesday. Bad news for America's pornographic actors. They're saying now that AI can create a pornographic scene so easily you don't even know they're not real people. And they're whatever you want, they're perfect. You know, you say, I want, you know, housewife and next door neighbor. And they create the scene and they're perfect bodies and they look real. So, and you don't have to search. It's just right there for you. You save your favorites. And there is no more actor.
Well, necessary. I think those actors have to know that those scenes, I mean, scripted scenes can't be still. They can't still be making movies, are they?
No. But
that's why OnlyFans exists.
Yeah, I guess so. But I wonder if that would even, would this, if AI is perfect and you can get it for free, well, maybe they charge something too. Maybe, you know, but will it put the OnlyFans game out of business?
I'm sure it'll change it.
Yeah, because that would really cut into it. So they're saying, why would a subscriber keep on paying prices for OnlyFans or porn or whatever it is when you can do it with AI? Tiffany, you're talking about strip clubs now. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to tell you that I had a boyfriend that liked to go to the strip club, and I would encourage him to, because every time he would come home, it would be a great night.
Yeah, I think exactly.
That's Kelly's mindset.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, if you've got a girlfriend waiting for you at home, it's fantastic. Mm. But if you don't, it's just frustration, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah, so you told him, go. That's right. Thank you very much, Tiffany. I remember.
It's not always frustration, because I used to go when I was in my 20s. It was just a fun night out with the fellas.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. But did you go champagne room? I think that.
Well, no, I never did that.
That's
where
I think
it didn't exist in my day.
I agree. Fun night, bunch of guys around, watch it. That's cool. If I was in the champagne room, it was one-on-one. It was her on top of me.
$500.
Yeah. And her on top of me, and I'm a little drunk. I would be like, geez.
I'm getting around. Oh, damn.
I would be so aroused. Oh, my God. I would be turgid from the moment I even walked in.
They take your picture and ban you.
Yes. I know they would.
Or put them up on the jizz wall.
But you're right. Now. But she's right. If somebody's waiting for you at home, then you give them a great night. Both of you have a great night once you get
take
home.
Take some cheap Polaroid of you with your jeans.
What a terrible.
All right, we're putting this up on the wall so we know you're never coming back here, bud.
I know. 5 years, Chief.
It's like bad checks. And,
no.
And they call it Club 501, and you'd be up there.
That's right.
On the boulevard. I'd be right in the middle of it. God, looking terrible. It would be just awful. It would be terrible.